The update covers new technology that we think need to be incorporated. It's been 5 years since the first, or six almost, since the first FIPSO 1 came out. One of those items is the mobility, and in this space we have been doing research how to enable the PIF card with smartphones.
Those tablets and smartphones are getting more and more ubiquitous across the government and society. What kind of challenges does that provide you? I mean, because the PIV card, when it was originally kind of thought of, was not thought of as you know, you put it into your desktop or your laptop.
Right. 2005, it was a different time period back then. So in order to do the security or the security objectives of HSPD 12, the PIF card made sense. However, now that we have the mobility devices, things have changed a little bit. And now the challenge that we'd have is to, well, how do you take a smart card or a badge that's physical and combine it with a smartphone? So some things we have been considering is as easy conventional as having a reader attached to the smart card, and then that way insert the PIF card into that reader. That's not very viable. It's clumsy. So we're looking into other possibility. Other possibility is a sled, so-called reader, that goes with the PIF card and over wireless connection to talk to the smartphone and their apps.
Both of those have some positives and some negatives. One positive, obviously, is it's a known technology, you know it works, but a negative on the other side is it's clumsy, it could be a hassle, it's a lot more devices to carry. How seriously is that being considered by NIST?
We look at all options and we weigh the positive and the negatives, the cons and the pros, and a big factor to that has to do with usability. That's where it comes into play. And so we're looking also into derived credential. In other words, you take a PIF card and you create other type of credential that can be hosted on the smartphone, reside there, and to be so to call a representation of what would be on the PIF card, the credential of the PIF card.
So a derived credential, that's the idea of as you explained it, would reside on the tablet or the smartphone, but would it give you the same type of security that maybe a PIV would?
That's another area we are investigating. The smart card itself is very secure platform. Credential or keys on there do not leave the card. It's a secure environment, tamper-proven and other consideration. Now, when we talk about the smartphone, that's a different story. We're thinking about maybe introducing or have the SC or a security element that is FIPS 140 validated, security validated to kind of help that in an otherwise pretty greenfield or new technology, not so secure environment.
Is that what you're talking about, mobile device management type of software where maybe a third party would hold that security software and then would make the connection between basically the handshake between the device and the application or data on the other end?
The mobile device manager has to do with provisioning of the credential through a secure channel. We envision that to provision that representation of the PIF credential to the card. And then the other piece has to be the storage. Where shall keys or credential be stored? It's got to be probably in a secure environment. So maybe not software, maybe in the little security element that's micro SD card or in another SIM card. That's possibility there that we're currently looking at.
So a lot of possibilities. How is NIST going through this process of deciding which one's best? Obviously, with any publication, there's a lot of public comment to be expected as well. But how are you getting to the point where you'll maybe even release a draft of an update 201-2?
What FIPS 201-2 will probably specify is the high-level direction. But then the technical part will then come later in special publication, the 800 series that are associated with the FIPS 201. And that's at the point when we go into the technical detail, how things like that mobility can be addressed.
as agencies use more smartphones, they use more tablets, there's a big push for this. This is coming down, especially as we also see stuff like cloud computing getting more popular across the government. From a NIST perspective, what's the biggest challenge to making, if you will, HSPD-12 go mobile? Is it a technology challenge? Is it a people challenge? What is it?
I would not say so much as it's a people challenge. We see smartphones used all over, more and more increasingly. It is very user-friendly. The challenge when it comes to HSPD-12 is to try to create a environment or is the host, the smartphone, as secure, or how can we technically specify it so it is as secure as we have right now.
So meaning make sure that the smartphone is as secure as the desktop or the laptop from a HSPD-12 credential perspective?
Well, the smart card itself. If there is going to be the credentials hosted on the smartphone, then is that as secure environment as with the HIF card itself?